Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome to this masterclass on ultimate days. So what is an ultimate day? See here, we're not talking about your wedding day, or the day you got the big promotion, or you won your gold medal, or your best birthday ever, or the day you're a billionaire on your yacht. What I'm talking about in ultimate days is, no matter what your day is, how are you making it your ultimate day? See, and the topic we're going to go deep into in this masterclass is the quality of your life is not determined by what you're doing every day. The quality of your life is determined by how skilled you are at the way you think about your days, the way you feel every day, and the actions that you are able to get yourself to take. What are those days for you? On your most ultimate day, how are you thinking? How are you feeling? What actions are you taking? What actions are you not taking? What thoughts and feelings are you no longer having? Right, so many of us live with so-so feelings every day. Worried or fearful or stressed. Our thoughts constantly jumping from one thing to another. Often a negative stuff, right? Again, we know the brain is set up with a negativity bias. Every day, some 70,000 thoughts, mostly negative, mostly redundant. So what is the definition of your ultimate day? What are you thinking about? What are you feeling? What actions are you taking? How are you waking up in the AM? Powering through your day, going to bed at night feeling like you really lived your ultimate day. Perhaps this is already how you live your days. You wake up full of energy, you bounce through your day with this glow, and you go to bed at night feeling like you lived your ultimate day. But my perception is that's not the case for many of us. And for many days of my life, it certainly hasn't been this way. I'll talk about it more as we get deeper into this program. Yet it's my experiences that led me to build this ultimate day system for myself. And today's a perfect example. It's a Monday. I'm in the booth just before 7 a.m. I woke up perhaps like some of you, feeling tired, not feeling like I got enough sleep. I was working till I went to bed last night. And the brain was wandering to thoughts like, well, maybe I just take a little bit more sleep. Do I really feel like getting up and doing this all again today? But then I catch it. I know I got enough sleep. And I get a little bit of a glimpse of this day that I'm just so excited to bounce out of bed and live. I know that the brain is just generating thoughts from the low energy that's in the body. The result of its hours of hibernation. And there's this small part of my consciousness that just knows if I get it elevated, I get it up and get it moving and get it energized, the thoughts change. Boom! I'm already bouncing into my day. So in that moment, I stop the thinking mind. And I swing the feet out of bed and I put them on the floor and I get moving. And this is where my waking and AM routine begins. I start deep breathing, taking in deep breaths, holding them and exhaling. I start bouncing a little bit, moving the arms around. I grab water and start hydrating the body, putting a smile on the face. And you can hear just thinking about it energizes me, makes me a little bit giggly. And so just minutes after being laying there with the brain thinking about sleeping more, I'm up and about and I'm energized, feeling amazing, excited for the day. And that's just the beginning for me. Then I rolled into my 25-minute AM trance. Not sitting peacefully. Not meditating, bouncing, smiling, throwing the arms forward, giggling, playing, visualizing my day, visualizing my life. And before I know it, you can hear where I'm at. I've energized myself for my ultimate day. And maybe I shouldn't need to do all of this, and maybe none of you need to do it either. Some people might say, what the fuck, Jeff Blades? You do what you want. Why aren't you just waking up excited, fired up for your day? Perhaps this should be easier and more natural for me. And it's certainly a lot more natural and easier than it was years ago. Yet, doing what I do is not easy for me. I have massive goals that are massively hard for me. And no matter what you're doing, few of us have these easy and effortless days. And my guess is that's the case for you. I know stay-at-home moms whose lives are as stressful and challenging as investment bankers, and CEOs who are doing what they love, running non-profits, who are constantly stretched and pulled all day, every day. Yet, in my hardest times, what I can see is how much harder my brain made it for me. Waking up, thinking about all the things I needed to get done that day. Overwhelmed with all the tasks, uncertain about where it was headed. Worried about the future. Fearful about whether I'd be able to get it done. Not only did these ways of thinking make my days harder, but they made it harder to just get absorbed in doing those things that matter most to you. And this was when I was doing what I wanted. When I think back to some of my days in some of my jobs, waking up, hitting snooze, not wanting to go to the office, showing up, sucking down coffee just to get through the day. Thinking that when I'm doing what I want, then I'll be living my ultimate days. And this is one of my greatest learnings, and a big idea we'll be coming to in this masterclass. There is no such day when all those things in your life will be lined up perfectly and you'll be able to say, this is my ultimate day. We don't even know how many days we might get. And this program is all about, how do you make today your ultimate day? See, it's not about the day that you wake up to go shopping on the Riviera or your big kite surfing adventure. It's the quality of our day, the quality of our lives, is governed by how skilled we are at using our bodies and minds. It is not what we're doing every day that makes our ultimate days. When we elevate our energy, put a smile on our face, and use our bodies in a way that feels good, and when we train ourselves to stop thinking about all those other negative things that are happening in the head, to choose our highest quality thoughts, to focus in on what makes our day amazing, what makes our life amazing. When we can focus our time on what matters most, to get beyond all the noise of the mind and just get absorbed in what we're doing, flowing from task to task in our days. Now we're living our ultimate days. And why wouldn't we want to live this way? Why wouldn't we want every day to be our ultimate day? So instead of looking forward to that day when, what, suddenly everything is great in our lives, when all those things that have been on our mind have now changed, yeah, that will be our ultimate day. Why wouldn't we want to structure our days, use our bodies and minds, get ourselves absorbed in what matters most, and make every day our ultimate day? So you see, this masterclass isn't just about time management or mental conditioning or getting yourself into a great state or managing your energy or controlling your thoughts or getting things done or driving massive goals. It's about all of these things, how you bring together all of your best thoughts, all of your best energy, into all of your best actions for living your ultimate days. I recognize that my work isn't for everyone, and that I think about some of these topics at a level that most people do not. Yet I look at this topic and I'm like, what could be more important than this? All we have is our days. Each and every day is what sums up to what we call a life. We spend our lives thinking about, well, what do we want our life to be? What will I be doing 6 years from now? Looking back on my life decades from now. Yet that's an illusion, isn't it? How do we know how many more days we're going to get? How do we know if we're even going to make it to the end of this day? Yet no matter how many days we get, don't we want to be living them like they're our ultimate days? If today is not your ultimate day, when will be? If you can't choose to make today your best day, which day will you choose to make your best day? And as I said earlier, I can't emphasize enough that this isn't about what you are doing today. You might have the most mundane day, but the way you're living it makes it your ultimate day. You're using your body in a way that feels great. You choose to get energized. You choose to get fired up. You're choosing your highest value thoughts. And you're getting yourself absorbed in your highest value actions, in those things that matter most to you. You may have small goals, or massive goals, or no goals whatsoever. You may be doing what you love, or what you hate, but whatever you're doing, you're choosing to become deeply absorbed in it, in the flow of taking your best actions. This is my definition of an ultimate day. You'll also hear me refer to this as a 100% day. Because what I'm saying is, end to end, from the moment you open your eyes till you close them at night, what is your absolute most amazing day? And if you accept that you can make every day your ultimate day, then you see there's really three things to this. The first is how you elevate your energy and the way you use the body to feel how you want to feel. Again, just putting a smile on your face and bouncing around, you feel differently because you can choose to. Two is the quality of our thinking, which has a lot to do with the way we're using the body, but also the thoughts that we choose. We choose to read the news and worry about the world, or to wake up on a Monday and have a case of the Mondays. How do we expect to think and feel? And the third is the quality of our actions, honing in on what matters most to you today, to driving your goals or just having your ultimate day, and becoming deeply absorbed in the flow of taking your best actions. Maybe this should just be our natural way of being. And perhaps for many people it is. Maybe it's just me and some of the people I know. Yet it seems to me that it's not easy for many of us to live our ultimate days. There's many reasons for this. Here's just a handful. We're stretched. Our lives have never been busier. We're blessed with so much technology and convenience, yet we're always on, aren't we? Someone said to me the other day, remember the days when you would leave your house without your phone? You just assumed that if someone needed you, they couldn't get you, whereas how often do you leave your house without your phone now? That we're always on, we're always thinking, there's always something we've got to be doing. And so life has become very fast-paced in a way that perhaps genetically we're not matched to live. In the old days when you could just wake up and forage for some berries and sit around the campfire, perhaps, life may have been shorter and more brutish, but it didn't require as much life management as perhaps we need today. Next, I think we're a victim of our ambition. We dream big. See, even 40, 50 years ago, you couldn't achieve so much in your lifetime. Maybe it was satisfactory to just get a job and show up every day. Whereas we're always looking to optimize our lives now. We talk about topics like passion and purpose a lot more. And the bigger that we dream, the more we can be unfulfilled by those dreams. The more we need to hustle to make them happen. The more we can look around and think about what we don't have, the faster we get ourselves running on that treadmill. Perhaps settling for a simpler life is the way that we're meant to go, yet, as we'll talk about in the Ultimate Day System, how do you make your ambitious life, your dreaming big life, simpler? How do you give yourself more calm, more peace, feel more how you want? Because you're choosing different ways of thinking and feeling. Third, we've never had more distraction, have we? If our brains are built to bounce around, we've built a world that enables them to keep bouncing, haven't we? Increasingly, we diagnose kids with ADHD, but where do we think they got that from? How many of us adults are able to focus? We have so much going on, bouncing from one thing to another, our minds constantly jumping around. And it comes back to our feelings too, doesn't it? We feel bored. When things get hard, it's easier for us to resist them than to focus and really dive in. There are tools in our world like meditation, but we're so busy, few of us will make time for them. But part of what we're talking about in this program are continuous tools. Tools that you can use all day, every day. So you're never taking time out from your day to train your focus. You're training your focus in your day. A fourth reason I perceive this can be hard for us is that our world is full of escapes. It's said on average that most people get done 3.5 hours work a day. It's not just focus, is it? It's that their brain wants a distraction. It wants an escape. We get up and we go get some water. Oh, I'm just going to go down and get a coffee. Check our email one more time. Surf the web a little bit more. What news might you have missed out on? Walk and have a conversation with someone. See, we're seeking these escapes because it can often be harder to just dive in and become absorbed in what we're doing. Like going to the gym, where we might know that we should go or that we want to go. We just can't get ourselves to do it. We just find an escape. Yet, what do we know? If we can only get ourselves started, if we can just get ourselves immersed in it, we know that's where our brains want to be. Just minutes into a run, for instance, you're in that incredible flow state, which is the peak state for human happiness and performance. And the same is true no matter what we're doing. I learned this cooking chicken at KFC. It may not be a great job, but when you're just there and you're just doing it, time flies. Versus sitting in another job on Wall Street that I didn't like, where I was watching the clock all day. See, when we can just get beyond our brain's desire to escape and just become absorbed in what we're doing, this here is the definition of an ultimate day. A fifth reason why this can be hard for us really stacks up from these other reasons. This is because goals aren't easy, are they? It's easier to just drift through our days. To wake up in the morning, not really feeling like getting up, hitting snooze, taking a little bit longer, checking our email, checking the news, making our way to work, reading more news, having a chat to someone. It's easier to drift through our days, but when we have goals, it can be harder for us, can't it? More stressful, more worry, fear of failure. Now we're holding ourselves to something. Yet what do we know? There are very few people in the world who will ever be happy drifting their way through life. Us humans love purpose. Whether you're cooking chicken and you're just there being absorbed in doing it, or you're chasing after a goal that deeply matters to you, when you can get beyond that brain's desire to resist, or to avoid, or to escape, and you can get yourself energized and focused, get your thoughts aligned with what matters most to you, and just getting yourself absorbed in what you're doing, living with great purpose, living inside your greatest emotions, having your greatest thoughts, taking your greatest actions on your greatest goals. So even if I'm using this language about having it be your ultimate day, really it is about this simple. You're feeling amazing, taking your most amazing actions. Right? Or the 100% version, you're feeling your best, taking your best actions. How would that transform your day? If you could just simplify your life down to the things that make you feel your best, absorbed in taking your best actions, and then you let go of the rest of it. So it's not about creating your ultimate life and constantly looking forward in the future. Gotta do this, gotta do that, gotta get there. Instead, you're seeing that your ultimate life is merely the aggregation of your ultimate days. Or what I sometimes refer to as your ultimate days are your vehicle for your ultimate life. See, we have all these phrases about, well, life's a journey. And they all sound good, and we all quote them. But how many people really live life this way? How many of us are truly enjoying the journey? Like being on a road trip, looking out the window, watching the world go by, just loving the journey that we're on. Or are so many of our lives like the kid in the back seat? We almost there yet, Mom? Are we there yet? When are we gonna get there? And so, even though this concept might be really, really simple, how do you live your ultimate day? In many ways, it can be hard for us to do this. Yet in this masterclass, we're going to be walking through ways of, no matter what your day is about, making today and every day your ultimate day. So I hope I'm doing a good enough job of explaining to you what this ultimate day system is all about. No matter what your day is, how do you make it feel like your ultimate day? In some ways, it's about productivity, getting more done because you're more focused. My ultimate days are about what I refer to as my 80-20 mind and actions, meaning the 20% of thoughts and 20% of actions that drive 80% of my ultimate days. Yet what really matters in this ultimate day system is what your ultimate days are all about for you. What makes the most difference in you living your ultimate days? How many days would you say you live 100% days? How many days do you feel your best? How many days are you thinking about great topics? Are you getting done those things that matter to you? You're fully absorbed in your best actions. How many days do you feel like you're on top of the world, walking on sunshine, waking up bouncing into your day? How many days do you go to bed at night looking back, feeling like you really got the most out of this day? How focused is your mind? How much does it jump around from topic to topic? How many times a day are you checking email or news or sinking your time into things that don't make your life better? See, we all know this, don't we? Nobody lies on their deathbed wishing they'd spent more time reading the news or checking their Facebook. We know that people regret at the end of their lives the things that they didn't do. So how can you get rid of regret by living your ultimate days now? You might already be good at this, You might already be excellent at living your ultimate days. But I built this system for me because there was a time in my life when I was terrible at it. And even today, I run my days this way because I found an approach that enables me to live my absolute best days. See, as we'll talk about, all of my work is oriented to how do you create your most amazing life. Yet what it's become boiled down to for me is if you can just live your most amazing day today and your most amazing day tomorrow, that adds up to your most amazing life. Because you're feeling it now, you're on the journey. You're taking your best actions. You're doing everything you can to live your absolute best day that only creates your absolute best life. I know it's really simple. Yet, for me, it took building a highly systematic, highly methodical approach that I run all day, every day. And even what I'm sharing with you in this masterclass rolls up into a more precise tool that I run every second. The ultimate solution. And I won't be sharing it with you in this masterclass because it's beyond the scope of what I want to cover here, in that the ultimate solution I perceive to be the ultimate reality creation tool. Now again, this is a very, very simple tool. There's only two things that I seek to do every second. But it's an extreme tool. One of my ATFT tools. All the fucking time. So the system for living your ultimate days is ultimately a framework for me to bake in my ATFT tools. But I'm not going to go into that level of detail with you. Suffice to say that I'm using this ultimate day system to constantly get into the flow state and to live here. Loading up your most amazing energy, your most amazing thoughts, and getting absorbed in what you're doing. And this tool we'll be going through is a house of flow that some of you have heard me talk about many times before. And so all day, every day, I'm seeking to put my mind into the house of flow, to feel the energy of being here and become completely absorbed in what you're doing. Then after a flow cycle, I come out and run what I call a restore cycle. And we're going to go into more detail on this idea. But imagine that your day constitutes getting yourself feeling amazing, thinking amazing, getting absorbed in your highest value task. Coming out of that, repeating the cycle, getting yourself feeling amazing, thinking amazing, getting absorbed in your highest value task. Over and over again, all day, to me, is part of this definition of your ultimate day. I, of course, recognize that this is an extreme approach to milking the absolute best out of your day. I get that it's not for everyone. Yet the reason I built this was because I needed an extreme approach. As I said, I have massive goals that are very, very hard for me. And when I first started working on these ideas, I was in the worst place I'd ever been in my life, having left Wall Street to take on this job that was too hard. Writing my first book was near impossible. Even having a public website terrified me. Sharing ideas publicly, the craft of writing, fear of failure, overwhelmed with the massive amount of tasks that I had taken on. It was so hard for me that even though I was pretty good with my time having come out of Wall Street, I needed to optimize my mind and actions every day. Beyond that, enforcing my brain to do something really hard and going into darker places that I'd never been, I discovered some of these patterns that are going on in all of our brains, like the Getting There program that had ruled my life, where I believed if I only get this done, then I'll feel amazing. I was doing what I wanted. This thing I dreamed to do. For so many years, yet. Even then my brain believed now I have to write this book to feel amazing. Oh, when I built this business, then I'll feel amazing. And I began seeing through these illusions that keep so many of us trapped and hold us back from living our ultimate days. This for me began as hours a day of mental conditioning, battening down the hatches, closing all the gaps, becoming so efficient and effective with my time, to the point where I've built this into a highly systematic approach, end to end, for living your ultimate days. And there is no way to convey to you how extreme this has become for me. Every day I write notes on how I'm optimizing my mind and actions. Every day I'm recording audio recordings that I listen to over and over again. Thousands of pages of ideas, thousands of audio recordings over the years to keep optimizing the way that you live each and every day. My practices and processes have evolved far beyond hours a day of meditation, hours a day of hypnosis, getting good with time management or state control, conditioning my thinking to this end-to-end approach. Every second, how are you living your ultimate day? So I know this is extreme, yet I can tell you that this approach has led me to extreme levels of performance, to the way that I feel every day, to the way I think every day, to my ability to get things done and drive my best actions. And so even though it exposes me as the lunatic that I am, living end to end every second, every day, I know there's massive value for each and all of us in the ways that we can optimize for living our ultimate days. Who doesn't want to feel more amazing every day? See, I went from a place where I was so stuck in my work, it was so hard for me, I couldn't even make progress, to a point where I do the hardest things in my life, and it's effortless for me. It's not easy, but I have protocols and processes we're going to be going through that make it so effortless for you to just become absorbed. I went from a place where I was so overwhelmed, where I had so much I was trying to do, massive goals, massive uncertainty, not knowing how to tackle them, to being absorbed in my best actions every day, to get beyond resistance, get beyond avoidance, to do those things that really matter to driving your goals. And ultimately, that's what this is about. You and your goals. See, my work isn't about me and my life. I don't prescribe my life for anyone. I prescribe that you do what you want, and I share the best tools that I know for enabling you to do this. So what is this Ultimate Days program about for you? Do you want to be feeling more energized every day? Thinking better? More absorbed in what truly matters to you? More focused? Getting more done? More productive? How many of us wake up in the morning feeling so-so? Starting our days with overwhelm or anxiety, worried about the things we need to get done, gulping down our coffee just to get the energy to get moving, sedating ourselves with pills, at the end of the day, sedating ourselves with alcohol, or more pills to get to sleep at night. I don't know what will make the most difference to you living your ultimate days, but I do know that we all deserve a method that enables us to each and every day live the best days of our lives. So let's talk more about how we're going to be working through this together in this masterclass. For the remainder of this track, we're going to go deeper into you. Talk more specifically about why you want this program and what you want to get out of your ultimate days. In the next track, we're going to go deeper into some of the theory of this. In what I call the three phases and six paradigms, I'm going to walk you through three phases in which I built this system up and six big picture paradigms that really anchor it. After that, we go specifically into the ultimate day system, end to end. From the moment you open your eyes in the morning to you close them at night, how do you optimize for your ultimate days? Then in track four, we get even more specific again, going deep into my system for unleashing your time, which is really about having a daily schedule and some of the core principles of time management for optimizing the way that you work through your days. After that, we come back and talk in more detail about some of the specific protocols in there, like the House of Flow and the Magical Triangle, and some of the specific schedules that add up to optimizing your day. Then the final track in this program is an integration track, where you sit back, close your eyes, and allow these ideas to become deeply embedded in your mind. So now as we go deeper into this Ultimate Days Masterclass, let's spend more time on why the Ultimate Days really matter to you. As I've talked about, I built this protocol for optimizing my days around my work, so I could wake up, get into the right energy, get my mind in the right place, and get absorbed in driving the goals that matter so much to me. My ultimate days are about driving my best results through driving my best process. I think about that like writing a book. Writing a book doesn't come down to writing a book. What it comes down to is sitting down every day and doing your best at writing the pages that go into that book. And so you can see all of your goals ultimately come down to how good you are at putting your time into them today. But they might not be your goals. What are your goals? What is your definition of your ultimate day? Some people might say their day is about having fun. Okay, so what does that ultimate fun day look like for you? Even if you're not doing your most fun things, how are you cultivating having more fun? When I used to spend the ski season in Vail, Colorado, I knew many people who were there to have more fun. Yet how many of them were optimizing their days and optimizing their minds so it was their ultimate day? Some people might say their day is about connecting with people. So what is the ultimate day version of that? How are you best connecting? Some people are just focused on driving their best goals, bouncing out of bed, getting energized, getting focused on crushing their day, getting off to a good start, and powering all the way through the day, and then all the way through the night, filling their day with the things that really matter to them. So if that's your day, how do you want that to look? One of my clients is a stay-at-home mom. She just wants to make her time with her kids really count. She wants to feel like she has meaning and purpose in her life, and that her life is full of those things that really matter to her. Her ultimate days are about cultivating her mind, getting herself feeling the right ways, and putting more structure around what matters to getting done each day. A client of mine is focused on driving massive amounts of productivity into his day so that he can go home at night and spend that time with his family. What does your ultimate day look like? One of my clients is retired. He's just focused on doing the things that matter to him and filling in some of the spaces. So he's not just using his time and drifting through his days, but he's really honing his time on what makes it his most magical day. No matter what is your ultimate day, how can you get clear on what that is and then define your system around it? What are you looking for? to feel more energized, more happy, more focused, to carve out more time for cultivating great thinking, just to be able to fit more things in, like to be able to go to the gym or to spend more time with your friends and family, to really hone in on your production and focus and drive massive goals. Why does this matter to you? What more would be possible for you in your days, in your life, when you're living more of your ultimate days? What would be different for you when you're feeling more amazing every day? Perhaps your days would be more ultimate if you're cultivating better ways of thinking. Less thinking, perhaps. Less fear, less worry. Less overwhelm. Less getting dragged into the noise of the world that brings us all down. Less wasting time on news or social media. What are those ways of thinking and feeling and behaving that makes it more your ultimate day? I recognize that these are big questions, and we're starting off big in this track because we're going to get more specific as we move our way through this masterclass. And in doing so, let's get more specific around what your ultimate days mean for you. Here, let's talk about three categories. 1, defining your ultimate days. 2, your philosophy for your ultimate days. 3, how you're going to measure your ultimate days. And as we cover these topics, you'll see there's space in the workbook for you to write about what your ultimate days are and to keep fleshing this out up front, so as we move our way through the ultimate days system, it'll be more clear for you. So let's hit this question 1. How do you define what your ultimate days mean? I've obviously been deliberately throwing at you a lot of ideas, different ways that you might think about it, different examples, prompting you to keep thinking about, well, what are your ultimate days about? So what are they? If we could use one word to capture this idea, it's priorities. And you'll see in the workbook, just prompting you with, say, 3 to 5 different priorities for you in your ultimate days. See, a big part of this ultimate day system is to bring yourself more structure for how you think, feel, the actions you take every day. And this comes down to what your priorities are every day, so that you can plan what you do and then do what you plan. See, the people I have the least respect for in life are the New Year's resolution types, who wait half a year to set their goal to have a New Year's resolution, and 3 weeks later they've fallen off the wagon. I much prefer people who don't have goals and at least don't pretend to themselves that they've got their priorities in order. What about you? Do you want to have priorities? And what are they? What is your definition of your ultimate day? What are you focused on? For all I care, it might be sleeping late and playing video games all day. You might not even want to do that to your best of your ability. But your ultimate day might be to feel as good as you can playing video games, to be the best that you can be at it. Great. One of my clients wants to get up at 4:30 every day and take his cold showers, get to the office, crank it out all day, so he can be home by 5:30. And spend that time with his family. His priorities are very clear. In the morning, he wants to get up, get energized, get focused on his day. During his productive hours, he wants to be as efficient as he can be, really honing in on what matters and being highly effective at doing it. Then, when the day is done, to be highly effective at being home with his family. To be so absorbed in that time, to put his devices away, and to be engaged with his family. What about you? What are your focuses? What are your priorities in this ultimate day system? What do you want to be able to do more of? And I strongly encourage you to take a few moments and write this down in the workbook. because it'll be very helpful for you just to keep framing up in your mind and on paper what this ultimate day is for you. The second question that might be valuable for you to write about in the workbook as well is what is your philosophy for your ultimate days? See, I've been sharing with you a lot of my philosophy, which is this to me is about living my most amazing days, feeling my most amazing, taking my most amazing actions. Why? What's my philosophy? Because when I'm living my best days, I'm living my best life. And when I'm living my best days, I'm getting my best stuff done that's creating my best life. It's a very simple philosophy, and it might be wrong, but it's my philosophy. What's yours? I read an article the other day about the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, and some of the more extreme choices that he makes every day, which includes a lot of fasting during the day and then fasting all weekend. He's into ice baths and stuff like that. Why? Because he talks about a philosophy of being clear, and he perceives that by doing these things to his body, he creates a clear mind. Is he right? Does that stuff work? Who knows? There's lots of alternative ideas out there for the way that you can train the body and mind. See, but what really matters is that he believes it works. It's part of his philosophy. Because what matters to him is reaching his peak performance through having a clear mind. What's your philosophy? What's right for you? What underpins the way that you're thinking about your ultimate days? You may not yet have a clear sense on this, but take a few moments to think about it and write about it in the workbook, because it'll be valuable as we go deeper into the ultimate day system in track 3, and then even more specifically in track 4 as we go into the system for unleashing your time. The third question here, as we get more specific to your definition of your ultimate days, is how do you want to measure it? How do you define what is your 100% day? It's often said that if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. But there's also lots of ways that you might go about doing this. Personally, and this might sound surprising to some of you, I don't measure this in a sophisticated way. I don't have a spreadsheet or a 100-point scale where every day I'm measuring up specifically my definition of a 100% day and then tracking my performance and then using it specifically to improve my performance tomorrow. That approach might work for some people, but it's not how my brain works. One of my clients has a pretty sophisticated approach to doing this, where he measures his sleep, the amount of focus he has, how much time he spends on those tasks that really matter to him, how many minutes a day where he drifts into the wrong focuses, how good he's gotten at shifting his time to his highest priority tasks, and so on. And it's a valuable tool for him. And what I'm really saying here on the measurement topic is asking yourself what works best for you. If you're going to measure your 100% days, how is it going to be most effective for you? See, in my case, I'm always on. My goal is to do this every second. Not to track it and then see how much better I can do tomorrow, but to right now know if I'm doing it perfectly and to seek to do it better and better. And ultimately, every moment, to be doing it the best that I can. And this approach works for me. It's like my approach to working out. I never count calories. I never weigh myself. I don't even have a specific routine. 3 sets of this, 10 reps of that, writing down how much weight I moved. I work out nearly every day. And my goal is to show up there and have a great workout. And I know if I'm slacking off. I know if I had a so-so workout. And my job is to monitor it every second and to keep choosing my definition of 100% day. Again, I emphasize that this is my approach. It's what works best for me. When I note that I'm doing something wrong, I write it in my daily exercises. It might be I drifted for 5 minutes, put it in my daily exercises, which I read every day, and aim to do better tomorrow. Or I might pick up my phone and do one of those recordings I talked about, where I capture specifically where the mind is drifting to, how I'm changing it, or how I'm moving feelings in the body, or how specifically you can get more absorbed in what you're doing. For me, these protocols work because I'm constantly doing it, and I'm seeking to be my absolute best in my ultimate days every second. So what works for you? How do you best maintain focus? What's motivating for you? If you track it in some ways, does that enable you to keep making progress? Does it give you that hit of validation that what you're doing is working? Or maybe the other way, does it show you your deficiencies and motivate you to make change? It's like one of my buddies who has an app that just shows him how many days he drinks. And so when he drinks, he puts an X on it. So he can then look back on the month and see how many days didn't he drink. Another friend of mine does something similar with her workouts. Especially these days, there's lots of different ways that you may track this. And what matters most here is that you design a way of doing this that's right for you. So what might this be for you? How do you measure the way you stay in shape, for instance? Or how you manage your time? Or how you think about other tasks in your life? Well, you might want to apply something similar for living your ultimate days. Now, this brings us to the end of this track. And I know I've been throwing some different types of concepts at you, and I hope I've been explaining them in a way that makes sense. This track has really been a setup to the Ultimate Day system, to give you some ways of thinking about it. Before we dive into the specifics of the end-to-end system in track 3, where we're walking from when you open your eyes till you close them at night, how do you build your ultimate days? And then in track 4 as well, in the system for unleashing your time, where again we go even more specific to how do you lay out your time and manage it day to day. And that track I'm going to share with you from a different program, which is the system for winning, where I lay out the system for your time. And because I'm buying myself a little bit of time there, I'm including track 5, where we're going to go deeper into some of the specifics of the system for your time, so that you'll have all these pieces in a way that you can actually put it to work. And this track has been a setup for this. And so I encourage you to just go into the workbook, and even though it seems small, fill out this small amount of detail that enables you to keep honing in on what your ultimate days are about. And in the next track, track 2, we're still building on the theory of this, where I want to share with you these 3 phases and 6 paradigms for how this came together for me, and also these overarching frameworks that really put in the context of, well, why does it matter for you to live your ultimate days? We're not just talking about the minutiae of waking up, feeling great, thinking great, and taking great actions, but how each and every ultimate day is really a microcosm for your ultimate life. So I hope you've gotten a lot of value out of this track, and I look forward to catching up with you there.